in a very similar fashion, these EVPs are, they're sort of vestigial EM patterns that are left behind. But they're not living, and that's an important point.
Okay, but I'm not sure that it's an absolute point, because how do you account for the many times where absolute or the Spiricom experiments, or the many times where the information is quite contemporary and reactive or obviously reactive to what the experimenter is saying?
I can't. So I want to throw the hypothesis, because that's what it was, a postulate actually, out the window. And I'm going to do that forever because of what we found out using remote viewing to research the origin of this child's voice. It changed everything I thought about.
So in other words, after last week's program, I admit what was played was extremely, extremely disturbing. I got more emails on it, Ed, you just wouldn't believe.
Art, it's going to get more disturbing in a moment. Because let me talk about the minor thing first.
All right.
And that's the sound of the water. Now, that's not a voice. Even if we're talking about a voice or a disincarnate entity, that water is not a living person.
Right.
Or a dead person. So
right.
How does that get on electromagnetically reproduced?
Beat
what modulates
me.
That?
I have no idea.
Neither do I.
A concept, an idea, a memory? I don't know, Ed.
I think a memory is the closest that we've come to in order to establish some element in terms of modeling the mechanics and the dynamics of this. But what I'm about to say leads me to think that there's no way that the best of my professionals and I can model this because of what we found out in terms of the child's voice.
All right, might as well do it. What did you find out?
Brendan and Cook and Barbara McBeath were in this mental hospital recording.
Yes.
Right, and even they admit it's the strangest thing they've ever recorded. Right.
Right.
And here's this child. There's the sound of apparently what sound. Of course, appearances can be deceiving, but it sounds like a child's voice. A young child can be heard saying, "Help me! I can't breathe. I couldn't breathe." And then you hear the rest of the recording, which I'm sure many of your listeners listen to.
Oh yes.
Pretty captivating. The child. This event. And this is where people need to leave the room if they're not ready for it. This is not a child. It's a fetus being aborted.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to go into the details about the abortion itself, the barbaric way in which it was handled. Obviously, you know, we've got water involved after the fetus was removed from the mother.
Oh, God.
But how in the world, I mean, in terms of eschatology deals with, it's a branch of theology that deals with death and the afterlife and finality. How do you explain how a fetus, through time, can ideationally, can come up and somehow impart the ideas and the English words, "I can't breathe, help me, I couldn't breathe," electromagnetically onto something? I mean,
do you have any thought? Do you have any idea?
No, I don't.
I sure don't either.
I'm pretty much familiar with lots of aspects of the phenomenological world and have researched a lot of it, but this one, Art, it throws a monkey wrench into everything, all the comfort level that I ever had about reality.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing has thrown a monkey wrench into a lot of things, I believe, too. And, you know, I didn't really want to believe the whole EVP thing, but I'm afraid that I do, Ed. I've looked for holes in it. I've looked for ulterior motives. I've looked carefully at the Spiricom stuff. I don't know if you've had an opportunity to do that, but God, that's convincing.
Stuff way back when I was investigating this. But how are, that's a different, this is a horse of a different color. How in the world, when remote viewing is one of the key points here, one of the real powerful techniques and methods is to establish connectivity. how do you reconcile the idea of a fetus being able to talk?
I don't.
Being able to even communicate electromagnetically using English words that only a living child could know, or an adult. I can't do that. I don't know what to do with that.
Could this have been somehow projected by any of the other participants in the incident?
The other participants we sketched. We sketched a man, evidently a doctor.
Oh, no
we
kidding.
Sketched a mother. We sketched an assistant. And the rest I'm not going to go into because it was very gruesome and very gruesome, and it was very disturbing.
Well, now, that just made that all the more disturbing. God, that's awful.